the Christian who sows discord. If that's you, if you're listening on the radio, all the different stations I'm on, I want you to listen to me now. If you, Christian, are one who sows discord among the brethren, you work for the devil. You're his puppet. Oh, he loves Christian puppets.
Why do you run from me? I just don't understand. I'm reaching out for you. You won't take my hand.
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Hello, everyone. It's great to have you tuning in as we begin a new week. On the program today, Pastor Bill concludes the message, The War Over Reality. Let's listen in.
True reality into a false reality, and it's not God's, it's not yours. And you know what you find in that spiritual darkness? Let me give you the scripture. We studied it in James 3:16. For where there is envy, self-seeking exists, confusion, every evil thing are there. Every evil thing are there. So verse 5, look at it again. Bringing every what? Say that. Thought. Let's say it again. Thought. Very important word. Bringing every thought, what you think in your mind, loved one, what you say in your home, that your words that come out of your mouth, every thought, it says, bringing them into captivity. And look what it says, oh, to the obedience of Christ, making it obey. Listen, what a word for the 21st century church. Here's what Paul says through the Holy Spirit. He says, you capture every thought, meaning you capture every false thought, every lie, and you capture it and you take it into captivity. Think about that. What is that word captivity? What does he mean? He means you take lies and you say, you are going to be a prisoner now. I'm not your prisoner. You're my prisoner. I'm taking you into captivity. I'm going to capture every false thought, which is a lie, with the word of God. Why? For the word of God. Loved one, listen, it is living. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it'll slice a lie into hundreds of pieces. Amen? And that's what you must do. Now listen, why? Satan knows this, that he knows that he can, in a sense, and I use this, I don't know another way to put it. He knows that he can capture a mind. He knows that he can capture someone's thinking. He knows that he can capture a person's reality, okay? And or at least he can get part of that. See, why? If you're thinking your daily, what you do in your life, if it is not coming from a renewed mind, he can feed thoughts to you that are lies. Do you understand me? We have to wake up now. The church has to wake up. Oh, listen, we need to feed our mind the word of God every day. See, Satan knows this scripture, Proverbs 23:7, for as a man thinketh, so he is. Amen? As he thinks. In other words, the essence of the thinking life or the thoughts that you have, literally, you're the product of your thought life. Amen? Okay, now, thoughts contain words. You have words which are true and words which are lie. So again, a stronghold is a house that is built on thinking or thoughts. Like, for God doesn't love me. God will never answer my prayer. Heaven really isn't my home. I'm not really saved. My husband doesn't really love me. My wife doesn't. Do you understand? He's a liar. He can never tell you the truth. Your thoughts need to line up with God's word. If God says it, it is truth. Thy word is truth, Jesus said. Amen? And that's what we need to do. Now listen to me. If you don't destroy strongholds, satanic strongholds, if you don't pull down those lies, loved one, if you don't close the door, there's a possibility they can start operating in your mind. Verse 6. And being ready. Now that means every day in the state of readiness, okay? To punish all disobedience. In other words, I'm not going to believe the lies of the devil. I'm going to renew my mind to the word of God, and whatever God says, that's what I want to operate in my mind. Amen? I don't want him to control my thinking or shape my thinking, and that's what he wants to do. Nor am I going to let my mind and my thinking be conformed to this world. Amen? Now, so being ready to punish all disobedience. Now, when does it happen, though? Look at it. When your obedience is fulfilled. In other words, when you're fully committed to what we've just learned right here, building our lives in obedience in the true reality. So you're either going to be, I'm either going to be obedient to this, or we're going to be disobedient to this. Now, 8 months left. We're in a war. Now listen carefully. I want to follow my notes because they're fresh, okay? Satan wants to define especially the American church, okay, the 21st century American church. Now, I'm going to say this. Now, listen to me now. I say this with tenderness. Satan wants to define the reality of the 21st century American church, and many Christians are helping him do just that. Satan wants, the powers of darkness want the Christian. They want you to help them. They want you to help promote the kingdom of darkness. He who hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of God says. And what I say to you right now, I say with all the love of God that's in my heart. No judgment, but listen carefully. You, me, we cannot pull down any stronghold that we are participating in. Are you listening to me? The church is in trouble. We can't do one thing against darkness if we're participating in it. It is an impossibility, loved one. Listen to me. You must remove everything in your walk where you step out, and now you're defending not light, you're defending darkness. You got to step away from that, even though you say, I didn't know I was doing that. Okay, well, learn and don't do it. Amen? We can't defend darkness. For example, let me give you this. I just say it with love now. The Christian who sows discord, if that's you, if you're listening on the radio, all the different stations I'm on, I want you to listen to me now. If you, Christian, are one who sows discord among the brethren, you work for the devil. You're his puppet. Oh, he loves Christian puppets. Oh, he loves to say, oh, I can go get Sister Susie, and if your name's Susie, I'm just using that, okay? Or Sister Bob or whatever. Oh, they're so easy. I'm not calling anybody out. No. But listen, what happens is that you not only start working for him, whether you know it or not, and not only that, you're defending him. You're defending the wicked one. How? Because now you're doing something that he wants you to do. You now are exalted yourself above the living word of God. For God hates those who sows discord among the brethren. Are you following me? Listen, that is so, so important. And what you have to do, if you're going to walk in the light, you're going to have to expose it and say, we're going to expose the sin that God hates because I will not stand in a false reality. Are y'all following me? Very, very important. You cannot pull down any strongholds, loved one, that you are participating in. And there is a stronghold now that's in the church. It's not going to leave until Jesus takes us out of here. It's the saddest one of all, the one that hurts me more than any of them. And that is the stronghold of cold love that's in the church today. And it is growing. Do you understand? Let me give you the scripture. He warned us in the last days here. He says, in Matthew 24:10, Jesus said, then many will be offended. He's talking about believers, people that are in the church. Many are going to be offended. Oh, they're going to betray one another. They're going to hate one another. Oh, and false prophets are going to rise up, deceive many. Here it comes. And because lawlessness will abound. In other words, where sin is rampant, it's all over our nation. It's even practiced in the church. It says, the love of many. That word is not used of the world. The word love is agape. It is only used of the Christian. Do you hear me? Only used in the church. It says, and the love of many, many, not just a couple, not a few, the love of many, the majority, it says, those that profess their faith in Christ, it says, will grow cold. Listen, if you've been a Christian any amount of time, you know as well as I know, it doesn't take much to offend a Christian today. Come on. Can I have an amen? Yeah, come on. I mean, I can look at people the wrong way. I am leaving the church. Well, praise God. It doesn't take much today for, I see it all over, for Christians to betray one another and then even hate one another. And you know why? Because the love of self and the love of wickedness today is greater in the church than we have love for one another. And that's where we are. I don't want that reality. I'm not going to live in that reality. You see, the love of many will grow cold. It's gradual, but it's here. And see, cold love hates. Cold love betrays. Cold love doesn't care. Cold love never, never, never seeks oneness. It only destroys oneness. Cold love is bitter. And here are the characteristics that are in the church today. We don't want them here. These characteristics, we want the true reality, amen? We want God's reality, not the darkness and not Satan's reality that he wants us to walk in. Let me give you the scripture, 2 Timothy 3:1. But know this, Paul says, in the last days, we are living in the last days, and he says, perilous times will come. That means it's certain, will come. It's a fact, and it's here. Perilous times means savage times, fierce times, times that are just unbelievable. And it says, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Is that in the church today?
Yes.
Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. You look good on the outside, but there's no power on the inside. And what does Paul, the one who, he doesn't practice tolerance, what does he say? From such people, turn away. What people, Paul? Those that are in the church. Those that are living in that kind of reality. They go to church every Sunday. And he says, no, you stay away from them. Because their lives, they may say it, but their lives deny that they belong to Jesus. Loved one, listen, you cannot pull down any stronghold that you are participating in. You can't do it. In other words, the Bible says in Proverbs 6:17, God hates a lying tongue. He hates it. Do you hate a lying tongue? Boy, listen, you know, I tell you, Christian, you need to run from people who are gossipers. You need to run from people that slander. Why? Because do you know the most dangerous Christian in the church is a gossiper? Oh, listen, they're like the devil's puppet. He's working, uses them. He loves it. You know, listen, someone put it this way. The most dangerous liars are those who think they're telling the truth. They really believe it, but what they say is not true. And the father of lies, the devil, oh, he loves to use believers to do that, to walk in a reality that is not theirs, to leave light and walk in darkness. Listen, you want to know what your true reality is? Let me tell you who you really are. Some Christians need to get out of the closet, okay? You know what I mean? Stop being a closet Christian, because some Christians, I have to say, well, who stole your identity? You know what I mean? Somebody's stolen who you are. Because you are a new creation now, amen? Now listen, I want you to ask yourself today, who really controls your reality? Who really controls your reality? Is it heaven? If it's heaven, then that's God's truth. Is it hell? Well, then that's Satan's lies. No. You know who you are in Christ? In a moment, you're going to have the bread, you're going to have the cup, we're going to sing and worship the Lord and all those things. Do you know that in Christ Jesus, loved one, I want you to listen to me now. Your sin, your shame, no matter what the lying devil may tell you, your sin, your shame, your guilt, because you are in Christ, it is far as the east is from the west. Amen? You need to put that in your bank account. Jesus said, whoever believes in me and believes in him who sent me, you know what Jesus said? He says, will never come into judgment, never come into the judgment, never come into the judgment because you believe in Jesus, never come into the judgment. Why? Well, because you've passed out of death into life. That's what Jesus tells us. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, new creation, old things have passed away. That's who you are. Romans 8:1, when somebody, you know, you say, I'm going to stand before the judgment. Yeah, not the judgment, but the Bema Seat judgment. Amen. Romans 8, therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus our Lord. No judgment. No judgment. You're justified. That's imputation. Remember the doctrine to where perfect righteousness of Christ has now been put into your account. And when God sees you, he sees you in Christ. He sees you perfect. That's who you are. And that's who you need to be and walk in. I don't know about you, and I don't say these things right here with any pride, but with true humility and thankfulness. Listen, I'm blessed. No, that's who you are. You right now, I don't care what the devil may say, and if you think you're not blessed, you don't believe the word of God. Listen, Ephesians 1:3. Thanks be unto God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed, past tense, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. Amen. Every blessing is yours. You've been pronounced blessed. And matter of fact, you know what? God only blessed you. He chose you. He chose you. And he doesn't choose failures. He takes failures and makes them saints. Amen. See, if you don't know who you are, if you don't know that you're blessed, if you don't know that you were chosen in Christ Jesus before time began, if you don't have one clue, loved one, that not only did he choose you, he adopted you. Read the book of Ephesians. You're adopted. He wants you. Not only that, did he adopt you, you're accepted in the beloved, meaning that God loves you just as much as he loves his own son, Jesus Christ our Lord. We have been redeemed. We are forgiven. We are Ephesians 1:13 following. Listen, we have been given the Holy Spirit. Amen? How long? Who is our guarantee? Until the very day of what? Redemption. Until the moment that we go home. Ephesians 2:6 says that we are seated with Christ Jesus right now. Right this minute. That's our position. In the heavenlies. Up there in heaven with him. And not only that, no matter what the devil tells you, don't walk in a false reality. Walk in a true reality. Listen, I can be confident of this, that God is working in me. Amen? I'm confident. He's working in you. He's going to make it happen. He's going to complete the transaction. You won't. He will. See, we have to say, no, I'm not walking in that reality. I don't gossip. I don't cut people down. I do. God says it. That's my reality. And when I walk in that reality, I walk in the power of Almighty God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. His children, loved one. Oh, the love of God. Man, listen. God, our Father. Here's a true reality. Here's a godly reality. God, our Father, is able, Ephesians 3:20, is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we may ask or think according to the power that is working in your life right now. And not only that, when things come against us and the devil says, see, look what's going on now. No, my Bible says this, devil. Well, number one, it says you're defeated. And I don't talk to you, okay? It says all things work together for good to those that love God and are called of God. No matter what happens, no matter where you are on this earth, you can move to another state and you're still more than a conqueror. Do you understand? You can go any place on this and put your feet on any place on this earth and you are more than a conqueror through him who loved us and gave himself for it. Do you understand? That is your reality. Why would we want to harm each other when we are family? That's what he wants. The months that are left, you watch the attacks that are coming. This is a preparation to prevent that happening in your life. That's why the Lord is giving me this word right here. Listen, I don't know about you. I have the God of all comfort who comforts me in all my tribulations. And not only that, Jesus is my peace and your peace. Amen? My peace, Jesus said, I give unto you. Not as the world gives. The world can't give you peace. But I give my peace to you. Oh, listen. God is our Father. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our peace. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. He is our guide. He's the Spirit of truth. It says in 2 Corinthians 2:14, it says, thanks be unto God, our Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who always leads us in victory. Amen? Do you believe that? So if you're having a hard day, are you going to come over to this reality and say, okay, everything's falling apart? Nothing falls apart if you belong to God. Everything is falling into place. Do you understand that? You're going to have this in your heart, loved one. Because we're going to have to finish strong these last few months of this year. Would you make this your reality? Paul said, I beseech you, therefore. I beg. He's begging that you walk worthy of the calling which you are called. Now, you know what that word worthy means in Ephesians 4:1. You've seen me do it a million times. Remember, worthy is a picture of a set of what? Scales. Whoa, you well-taught church. Over here's a scale, here's one. And then you put 5 pounds here and 5 pounds here, are they balanced? But if you put 1 pound here and 5 pounds here, are they balanced? No, you cannot have a balanced walk. You cannot walk in the reality that God wants you to walk in unless you walk worthy. What does that mean? Equal in doctrine and equal in practice or application. Now you're balanced. You can know all the doctrine in the world, but if you don't do it, you're not balanced. Listen, a scripture that came to my last night. It's so cool. And let me read it to you. It's Psalm 29:9, the last part of it. And it says this, in his temple, meaning God, in his temple, everyone says glory. Everyone, now listen, say that word, glory. Everyone in his temple says glory. Say it one more time, glory. One day, we're all going to be there. And you know what we're going to say? Glory. Praise the Lord. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. 8 months left this year. Two more things. Number one, we have to relearn to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God again. Sensitive to Him. I'm going to give you an example. I wasn't planning on doing this, but the Lord just brought it up. I was so grieved. I don't know if it was Thursday or Wednesday. I don't know what it was. I had to go to the accountant that does everything for the church. And Becky, she's with me. So it's in Watauga. We go and we're driving. And I pull into the driveway and there's a girl, maybe 16, 17 years old, walking. And I pull into the concrete and look at her. She didn't have any clothes on. Oh, she's covered from here up, but that's it. And my heart broke. But I drove quickly. It was just a few feet. And Becky just had to drop this off. And I came back because I was going to go get her. But I couldn't find her. And you know why I couldn't find her? Let me stop right there. I even went to the Watauga police, their files, and all their arrests to see maybe was there a nude person arrested so to know that she was safe. Are you listening to me? I mean, there was 15 arrests in 24 hours in Watauga. 15 pages. Rape, murder. I'm going, you got to be kidding. That's right down the street. And I didn't see anything like that. And all day I was grieved. I was weeping almost. And you know why? I was sensitive to the Spirit of God, but I didn't stop. I said, I'll come back. And I missed it. I was going to put her in our car, and I was going to take her someplace. And I failed because I wasn't sensitive enough. You must be sensitive to the Spirit of God. And the next thing we have to do, all the time, but especially these last 8 months. We must, if you want to be the church powerful, which we are, and we can be, then we must walk in agreement with God. Did you hear me? We must walk. How can two walk together if they're not in agreement? The Bible says. What does that mean? It means it's, Lord, your will be done in heaven as it in heaven, down here on this planet. Amen? The Lord's Prayer, where we are in agreement with God, doing what He wants us to do, and we stay in the true reality. There's a war right now, and you are in that war, and so am I. Let me ask you a question. Did it make any sense? Did I sound like a madman? Okay. Father, thank you for this word. Now, by your grace and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we want to practice our true reality. We want to walk in it. We want to live it. And Lord God, we're not going to be a puppet of the devil because he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And we're not going to let that happen on our watch, Lord. So help us now. We are the sheep of his pasture. And we are about to celebrate his table. We ask it, we believe it, in Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen.
Thank you for listening with us today. Pastor Bill will be back tomorrow with another message from God's Word, and we look forward to seeing you once again. Be blessed today, and so long for now. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.